Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. We've got the AEW NXT review. Right off the bat, I'll just tell you guys, it's going to be NXT light tonight, given the circumstances. I think you all will understand. Everything will go back to normal next week, as normal as it can go back next week. But we lost somebody very important to the wrestling world and just very important to the world this week. We've got shows up. We had an immediate news video that was up. Alex's Sour Graps talked heavily about the loss of Brody Lee. We talked about it on Monday. We talked about it on the Listen You Girl today. And we're going to talk about it tonight because tonight was a very, very special episode of AEW. It was one of the most beautiful, touching tributes I've ever seen. And we were lucky to get to see it. Please donate a super chat on this. Normally, I would feel kind of gross doing that on a night like this, but Jimmy Van has instructed me that every super chat that we get tonight is either going to go to Brody Lee's family, and if they pass on it, it will go to a cause that is deemed worthy of Brody Lee's honor. So get in those super chats. We'll do our best to get the questions or statements read on the air. We'll avoid the plugs till after the AEW review. Let's get right into it. Alex, this has been a hard week. I mean, you and I have been reviewing shows on this channel since 2016. Yep. And because of guys like Luke Harper, Brody Lee, John Huber, we have the term sirloin beef sons of bitches.
Right.
These big, bad dudes that have the kind of matches that we love to see and the moments that we love to see. And tonight we saw this man honored for not just being a great performer, but being a great person.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is that you always, I mean, I always, I didn't really follow like what people were like backstage through this kind of thing. I was just kind of judging them basically based on what they're doing, you know, in front of me on the television. But to hear that, like, everyone loved this guy, that he was genuinely one of the best people you were ever likely to meet. And you realized how he affected so many people that he'd worked with, and everybody loved him. And the idea that you watch the 10 bell salute, I mean, the Brody Jr. -1 in the suit with the Dark Order mask holding the kendo stick. I mean, that broke me, but not as much as it broke Miro, because he's in the back just sobbing his eyes out. And Sean Spears, who I know was a very, very good friend of Brody Lee, like, looks like he hasn't slept in days. And these are guys who weren't even on the show tonight. You know, like, they were there as part of this thing to pay tribute to him, but they weren't as part of the show. I don't know. If Brody Lee Jr. had booked Miro in a match tonight, I don't think he would have been able to make it through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He obviously had touched so many people so deeply. What an amazing man, and what an amazing tribute to his legacy.
We're going to do our best to recap this. There's bound to be things that we miss as a result, because there were so many touching things that happened throughout this. Robert, how are you feeling coming out of this AEW show? I do know that you had to kind of focus on NXT at points tonight because of the nature of the news writing gig, but it was impossible to not have your eyes on AEW all night.
That is the perfect word. It was impossible. I think the first moment that broke me wasn't even Brody Jr. in the suit. It was Amanda trying to hold it together as the little one. It can't stand the bell ringing. It's sensitive to his ears. And that caught me. And what a beautiful tribute show. What a beautiful night. For a year that has highlighted the shit in wrestling, it's been a beautiful week to see just everybody come together for this person who was beloved.
This has truly, from beginning to end, been one of the more, I'll say, like, from like the night after Edge came back, it's been like one of the most tragic years in wrestling history between the pandemic and, you know, several of the people that we watch, that we cover, that we've even come to know and love as people, getting COVID and, you know, a lot of danger around that, to the speaking out movement and everything associated with that, and the hurt that was brought forth with that, to losing Brody. And we lost a lot of people this year, a whole lot of people this year. I mean, people like Xavier, who, because of the nostalgia filled world that we're living in right now, Ring of Honor was like, hey bud, come back, we want to book you. And then he loses his life before he can ever make that happen. Just tons of legends. Pat Patterson, one of the most influential people in wrestling history, to just countless others. Howard Finkel, the voice that so many of us grew up with. This is, gosh, I don't remember the last time that an active performer on like an AEW, a WWE, a TNA, a Ring of Honor passed away like this. It's not something I've ever had to cover, and I've been doing this for 11 years. This was different. This felt different. This is uncharted territory for a lot of us, and it is uncharted territory to cover this in, like, there's no controversy surrounding this man. It's all good. Like, it's all just how good of a person he was and how good of a father he was and how much he helped people and how funny he was and how much he took care of his kids. And we saw that all night. And I'm going to get to some of these super chats. I apologize if I have missed some of them. There are a ton rolling in. And thank you guys so much. Ryan B. Jam says, Dynamite was not just a great wrestling show, but a perfect tribute show for John Huber. That it was. And Bryant Heat says, I know Meltzer probably won't rate the matches tonight, but Hangman Silver Reynolds match was 5 stars. Whew, boy. Everybody had their working boots on tonight, Robert.
Yeah, they really did. From the immediate match with the Young Bucks and Colt to, like that comment just said, Hangman and Silver and Reynolds really brought it. Silver had me in tears. Lance Archer had me going. This was such a beautiful, beautiful night.
To the point where Enzo Amore is like, I haven't watched wrestling in years, but John Silver, like, that's the guy. Like, that John Silver was so passionate, was so on fire tonight. And he said as much in his Sports Illustrated interview. He was like, I'm going to be the workhorse that Brody Lee was. Like, that's what we're going to do tonight. Bryant, he says, definitely a top 5 wrestling show of the year. I've never been so proud as a wrestling fan. It made me laugh, cry, and pop loud all night. Oblivious Kyrie says, I cried. I'll miss you, Brody. You're in the same boat as a lot of us, a whole lot of us. Garmin Rose says, don't usually get to see live, but even if I wasn't off of work, wouldn't have missed a great tribute even for a greater man. Legends don't die. They live forever. They will. The impression that he made was obvious. Injection says, Brody, I'm so sorry I didn't catch your tribute tonight. Only saw the ending and I cried for you. We love you, Brody. Well, that tribute was something very, very special. We saw photographs of him with all throughout his career. We've seen him across the independent circuit, across WWE and AEW and that type of impact. And I would imagine a lot of people reacted the way that Chris did. He said he tried to hold it together, but that show was the most emotional show he's ever watched. Most beautiful and tragic 2 hours of wrestling. I give all the credit to AEW for doing a good show. And of course we thank so many of you for sending in these super chats. Yeah, the Colt Cabana thing right out of the gate, him fighting back tears, Alex.
Yep.
For a guy that we associate so much with laughs and smiles, like a Colt Cabana, that was a very, I don't know if humbling's the right word. It was a very grounding thing to see. It really leveled me to see Colt Cabana like that.
Yeah. Colt Cabana out there like that. And we also mentioned that John Silver, who could not keep it together after doing the pinfall, like there's, you could tell just how raw it still is. Like it's right there. I mean, it's Wednesday, and we found out of this on Saturday. That's half a week. These people are not, yeah, they're not ready yet. But they were out there, and the professionalism, the fact that they were able to power through all of that in a tribute to their friend is amazing.
Zach Barber says, we are all members of the Dark Order tonight. I can get behind throwing some papers at people all day. I'm here for that. That's one of my favorite bits ever. Carlos Easy says it was such a beautiful tribute. Great to see the community doing all they can to support that family. I'll tell you another humbling thing. Watching cruiserweight Colt Cabana fly around the ring this deep into his career, I'm like, man, that guy can still fly around. That was really amazing to see. Of course, Young Bucks and Colt Cabana get the win. It's not often that the Young Bucks get one-upped in the high-flying department. And Colt Cabana was like, well, I'm going to do what I can tonight. I love that there was somebody from the Dark Order in every single match, Robert.
Yeah, and they all, spoiler, they all picked up the victory as it should be.
Yes.
And to your point, Colt Cabana, this is a guy who maybe more than others on the show, he traveled up and down the roads with Brody. They're of that ilk, that, you know, mid-2000s indie guys, and this had to break his heart, but this was so good. Maybe the best performance by Cabana since he's come to AEW. Everything clicked, and it all felt special.
Yeah. Oh, man. This was special. Evan Wright says it's the best wrestling show he's ever had the pleasure of watching his entire life. He laughed, he cried, he remembered. That's the thing, man. This is, I don't know if there's more of a fitting like description of John Huber as a performer and a person, the fact that we can laugh, cry, feel sad, feel happy, because he made us feel all those things. And that's what he does. That's what sports entertainers do. That's what makes them so special and makes us want to watch them. Like, we want to see their range for a lot of these things. And for years, we didn't really get to see that out of him.
Yeah.
And not only do we see it this year, we saw it. Just, gosh, we were spoiled with it. We were spoiled with Brody Lee content. And I wish we were spoiled some more. I really do. Marco says, tonight I'm rolling up papers and bouncing them off my head. Perfect tribute show. The retiring of the boots got me at the end. Gosh, I went back and watched the Sue segment, and you better fucking fall down for Sue. Like, as I was bawling my eyes out that night, and then I go back and I see that. I was like, that wasn't planned. That wasn't planned. That was just him doing his thing. SJG says, great show and tribute tonight. The post-match scene with Silver Reynolds and Eric Rowan crying really got me. So I want to at least do the due diligence, run through the results. Young Bucks and Colt Cabana defeated Matt Hardy and Private Party. Lance Archer, Stu Grayson, and Evil Uno defeated Eddie Kingston, Butcher, and The Blade. We had Adam Hangman Page and the Dark Order defeating the Inner Circle combo of MJF, Santana, and Ortiz. Anna Jay and Tay Conchi, Anna Jay of the Dark Order, defeated Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Penelope Ford. We had the Brody Lee Jr. Dream Match, which is Cody Rhodes, Orange Cassidy, and Press 10 Vance, which is Dark Order's 10, defeating Team Taz's Brian Cage, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Ricky Starks. Normally, we'd go through this match by match, but the moves individually, they mean so little on this night, and this is going to be all over the place. But some highlights of this show. MJF wearing those goddamn tights or those trunks. That was so funny. Him, like, initially when he went and he took that mask off of Brody Lee Jr., I was like, oh, no, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. And then as soon as he got hit with the Singapore cane, I was like, oh, it was beautiful. And you saw how excited Brody Lee Jr. was for this, Alex. Like,
I will say, like, as great as this, as the entire thing was, they knocked it out of the park, the entire tribute. Their ability to put that smile,
yes,
on that kid's face in this moment, it's impossible. Like it, like that, that was, he had the biggest smile. It was the best time of his entire life hitting MJF in the forehead with that kendo stick. As we say, like 4 days after he lost his dad, who was his hero. Like that is an amazing thing they were able to do for that kid in that moment that we all got to witness. It was a genuine piece of emotion to watch that kid be so happy that he got to do that because he watched his dad do it for years and he gets to be a part of it. Like that's, I mean, that emotionally, that just wrecked me.
I saw some people saying they weren't sure how to feel about MJF. And yeah. I knew right away, I'm like, this is what MJF can do. Yes. He didn't have the close personal moments with Brody that we know of. So he's giving back through his character like he typically does. This was a show for one person. And more than anything, I think this highlights the escapism that wrestling is, because you know he's an emotional wreck. He's 8 years old, I believe. He just lost his father, and he's getting the chance to be a part of this. This was the coolest thing that AEW has ever done, may ever do, honestly. This was class all the way, and it was just so much fun to watch.
It really was. I mean, and I was in that same boat immediately. I was like, God, I don't know how I feel about this. As soon as that Singapore cane, that kendo stick got pulled out, I was like, man, this is amazing. This is, and they've been doing this for weeks for this family. They did a dark segment where Brody Lee Jr. won the title. They've had them at events for a while. I got some scoops from somebody like a couple months ago. They were like, hey, Brody Lee's family is here. Of course, I didn't know why then. Had no reason, no idea why then. But we see Brody Lee Jr. less than 24 hours later with a smile on his face at a Jaguars game standing next to Jim Ross. Like, it wasn't just tonight. It was in the immediate moments following.
Yep.
They're taking care of this kid and they're taking care of that family. And I respect that immensely. God, so much, so much. Chad Sabin says, thought it was very classy of AEW to retire the TNT title and debut a new one here soon, according to Tony Schiavone on the post show. A lot of questions about that. Would they retire the title? It seems preliminary that they are retiring that design. It is Brody Lee Jr.'s. Alex, Robert, we'll start with you. I thought that was another classy move. It's just like when I thought they couldn't do, I was like, well, wow, this is amazing. This video is amazing. And then they did that for that kid and that family.
To see them give him the belt and then to find out that, yes, they're genuinely retiring the design for Brody Lee and for Brody Lee Jr., that goes above and beyond anything that we could ever expect of a wrestling company. They're saying, you know, to hell with whatever we have in store, whatever we have planned, none of that matters. Keeping this child's, you know, love of life intact is what matters. And I appreciate everything that they have done thus far.
Oh, Alex, I do identify Brody Lee with the finest moments of this championship. That squash match over Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night in the summer.
Up against NXT.
Up against NXT on a taped show.
Yeah.
And I was flipping out over this. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. They just crushed Cody Rhodes. Oh my gosh. They took this stable that was a joke 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Like when people say to us, oh, you never criticize AEW. And I'm like, go watch a December 2019 show, mm-hmm. buddy. Because we're crapping on the Dark Order all the way through, and they were reinvigorated because of this man. And Evan Wright says, Alex, your words on Brody were beautiful. I think it says a lot that they're willing to be like, not even willing, they just did it. I'm sure it wasn't even a second thought. I'm sure when somebody brought it up, they immediately went, done.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like just signing Brody Lee Jr. to the contract, and all that, like basically saying, you are part of this family forever. And here's your dad's belt.
Yes.
And you get to keep this. This is yours. We have it framed, put it up in your room, and your dad is always going to be there with you because he's the greatest TNT champ we ever had. And I did love that little nod from Tony Khan to Cody Rhodes. all due respect. And yeah. And Cody's like, no, absolutely. Kick my ass. Like, I mean, like that kind of just that John Moxley had that, the tribute video. They did those throughout the night, but John Moxley's one where he says, wrestling isn't a sport. It's a community. This is a family. And never more have I felt that watching a wrestling show than tonight, where these people are all part of a family. This man, they've lost a brother and their nephew is hurting, and we are going to pick him up and hold him aloft and say, it's going to be okay, kid. You're one of us. And you'll never forget that after tonight. It was beautiful.
Drew says, this unfortunate situation shows me there's good in the world, regardless of what's going on. I haven't cried like this since Brian's retirement promo. Thank you, Fightful, for being amazing. Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Matt McKnight, who helped me create Jimmy Van's Christmas gift. Big thank you to him for stopping by. Zach Barber saying, Jake the Snake conjuring up the strength to hit a short arm clothesline for Brody was special. It's special to see Jake there. Glad he's there and he's healthy again too, because he had to sit out for a little while. I was very glad to see him. Tyler Center said, I never met you and I love you so much. Rest easy, Brody. And of course, the thank yous come in. Our friend Wrestling Rambles, please check her out on YouTube. She does some incredible fun stuff. You all will love her if you didn't get to check us out on the TLC preview. Big thank you to her for stopping by. And I mean, I love seeing all these tributes, and Brody Lee's new shirt broke the PWT's website in 24 hours and set the record sales. EC3's got one up too for his family. I encourage you guys to check that out. Jeff Novak says, for Brody, still in tears, but what a great show. Seeing Brody Jr. have so much fun felt so good. Good job by AEW. And then the reference to the John Moxley promo, or the not promo, the tribute, wrestling is not a sport, it's a community. I thought it was very, very sweet of them to have Eric Rowan there.
Yeah.
And if you doubted he was Eric Rowan, Chris Jericho reminded you multiple times.
Yep.
And Shivani is like, Red Beard. I don't think WWE is going to care tonight.
Yeah.
But that I love that, Alex.
Yeah, man, him showing up like if you're wondering what a tightrope I was walking of tears or no tears.
Yeah,
I'm watching, and a giant bald man with a big red beard showed up on my screen, and I was like, oh, you get him, Rowan. Like it was just this, and of course later he comes up with the sign, says, goodbye for now, brother. See you down the road. Like one of the things that I've been reading all the stuff about, one of the things that he always signed off on like phone calls with Brody Lee was goodbye forever. Just the thing he would always say, goodbye forever. And that was his thing. And so just the idea that Eric turned it around to be goodbye for now. Cause it's goodbye for now. I'll see you down the road. And, and how like he was overcome with emotion and just that great, that it was what a wonderfully booked match that was. That was the one where Brody Jr. hit MJF with the kendo stick, but Wardlow coming in and getting interference and, oh, we hate you, Wardlow. Oh, Eric Rowan's here to save the day. It was all just perfect. And that was an amazing moment for him.
Yeah. I've never been so happy to see Eric Rowan in my life. It was a beautiful moment. Minutes after, maybe even seconds after the Brody Jr. thing, followed up with the John Silver, like, that whole moment there was just a beautiful ride of emotions. And yeah, Brody saying goodbye forever. And I think Rowan even said that's because he just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
He never wanted to be on the road again. So goodbye forever. Just perfect.
Chris Rain says, I went from tears to cheering to laughter to crying. And Gavin Brash, good old friend of mine, says top to bottom, just a perfect, beautiful way to pay tribute to a man who clearly positively influenced so many. Eric Rowan, a lovely surprise too. So tough to get through without getting emotional. Our friend Riccicino says, I was watching the Brody tribute tonight while holding my 2-week-old son, and I just lost it. My biggest goal in life is to be half as good of a father as John Huber was. RIP Brody Lee. I think that perfectly sets up another one of the tributes. Eddie Kingston. Oh, man, those words, like just telling Brody Lee, like, I know everybody's saying this, but you need to believe it, how good of a person that your father was. Oh man, that one hit hard. And Bryce Remsburg, that was very tough to get through. That guy, yeah, massively affected by this, Robert.
Yeah, Bryce Remsburg just in tears talking about how they had not lost touch, but hadn't been together because Lee was in WWE. And as soon as they got together, it was like old times, except now they're talking about their families. And it was just, he was broken up. So immediately you're broken up. And Eddie Kingston struggling to get through his statements, but saying, as long as you know that he loved you, he's not gone. It's just perfect. There's no other word to describe the whole night other than perfect. So I apologize for repeating that word, but it really is what it was.
A reminder, guys, if you all donate Super Chats, they are going to go either to the family of John Huber, Brody Lee, or a cause deemed appropriate by them or someone close to them. So please get in your Super Chats. This is more of a tribute than a review show tonight. Anthony Brewer says, it sucks we'll never get to see him perform in front of a massive crowd in AEW. It stings a little bit more because he was supposed to have that debut in front of his hometown crowd.
Yeah.
Ray Callahan says, not ashamed to admit the Remsburg silver and Rowan spots all got me, but that end absolutely destroyed me. That tribute video, Robert, that was, it was heavy on the moments frozen in time. And because of that, you really encapsulated a lot of what he was.
One thing I've loved about this whole ordeal is the boundaries were broken, right? AEW's retweeting all the WWE guys' tributes. Xavier Woods is saying, watch Dynamite. Dolph Ziggler says he's going to watch Dynamite. And then you see the tribute and it's all, you know, the pictures of him and Wyatt and the pictures of him and Rowan with the tag titles. And there's that awesome picture of everybody wearing the Luke Harper shirt backstage
that they all got in trouble for.
Yeah, they all got in trouble for. And it's like, none of it matters because this dude was that good in life. Let's celebrate him. And really, I know that you say it sucks that we'll never get to see him perform in front of a crowd. I think we learned tonight he did. He performed for his kid. And that, at the end of the day, is all that mattered.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that any better. Drew says, Tony Khan retiring the current AEW TNT title, making Brody Lee Jr. the permanent champion. Tony Schiavone confirmed it. Said they're doing a new TNT title. Again, thank you guys so much for these super chats that, again, will go to his family. Chad Sabin says, I'd love to see Rowan get signed to AEW and lead the Dark Order. I don't think he's going to lead the Dark Order. They said, I think John Silver said he didn't want another Exalted One. They very clearly knew what was going on with John Huber while they were building Hangman Page, mm-hmm, for this stuff too. So I don't think that will necessarily be affected. And we have seen those two in segments with one another, like in BTE, in AEW stuff. We've seen them interact. So I think we're going to continue to see the Hangman Page integration. Alex, do you think it's going to be hard to boo these guys?
Oh yeah. No, they're baby faces now forever. They're too tied up with this guy, with Brody Lee, who we all now know, mask off, everybody. He's the best dude ever. He's the true baby face. Yes. He's the one and only true baby face. How we ever booed this man when behind the scenes, he was the biggest hero ever. Is impossible. So yeah, I think that you got to turn these guys' face at some point.
Now, yeah, the Dark Order can like help Hangman find himself and then beat Kenny Omega.
There you go.
There's your baby face right there.
We've just got so many super chats, some that have went past even being shown on here. Aubrey says, that was one of the best wrestling shows I've ever seen. They went above and beyond to honor him. That they did. Zach Barber said, it's been 15 years since I've shed this many tears watching a wrestling show, but it was beautiful and it was perfect. D'Lo says, I hope with not only this show, but the last few days, that pro wrestling is beautiful, especially when we're not divided. Life is a gift and we should cherish it. Thank you, Brody Lee. That has definitely been put in perspective. Matthew McFadden says, the fact they only had 4 days to plan this show is remarkable. It's a testament not only to AEW's hard work, but how loved Mr. Brody is. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. And, of course, Carlos Easy says every single segment was so full of emotion. Kevin Wakeham, a special tribute show for a special man. Thank you for the years of entertainment. Rest in peace, legend. And Cactus J22 brings up a good point. If anyone gives you a hard time about being a pro wrestling fan, read or show them Jon Moxley's promo from the beginning of the show tonight. He encapsulated it very well. He did. ResDog92, the Dark Order as a whole were working tonight. It shows the potential that group has tonight. Could see the love they had for Brody, as we all do. He transformed them, Alex.
Yeah.
He made, I don't want to say he made them relevant, but him joining them completely transformed them from the group that we criticized so much last year.
Things that I've read since his passing indicated that he should have been AEW and said, I want to be the guy who leads this group, because I think there's a bunch of guys in here who are great. And he advocated for them to have bigger roles and for them to get better matches and stuff like that. He built the Dark Order up to this to be this thing, because they were on the way out. They were on the going the way of the Nightmare Collective. Like, yes. they were done. And he showed up. He said, no, I'm going to save it. And he did.
Yeah. Dracorus says, when I saw Rowan, I could only.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Muster four words. God dang it, Rowan. The sign killed me. Anna Jay was surprisingly good in the ring today. She's way better than she should be right now. It's amazing. She is a prodigy, especially a television wrestling prodigy. I mean, you even got people like Shaza McKenzie complimenting her. And Shaza's traveled the world and been around for a while. And she's like, man, when Shaza is saying stuff like, she's going to be Trish Stratus level good. That's a pretty good compliment to get from somebody like that. So very high praise coming through there. Evan Wright says, God bless Santana and MJF being there for the family after them losing family members themselves recently. Archer breaking out of that moonsault rule. Not only that, but I mean, those two men, Santana and MJF, were able to, in a way, pay respects to their lost family members on television too. So I'm sure they knew exactly how much that this would mean to that family. I know the person that MJF lost was very, very, very close to him. Yeah. And it says a lot, you know, you can feel however you want about the promo or going up to Brody Jr. The fact that he came there and he did that for that family Speaks a lot. Rob Wilkins says, this week was the first time I got to see the BTE with Silver and Reynolds in the chili bags. I was laughing so hard at that. I mean, I don't know how much either one of you watch BTE. I know, Robert, you're kind of required to now regardless.
Yeah. But
the Dark Order also reinvigorated BTE. It's been the Dark Order show the last 6 months.
Absolutely. I mean, the comedic timing of all of them has been tremendous. And to see the Brody tribute that they put out with all the bloopers in and them laughing and Brody trying to crack John Silver and then when he crying like a bitch because he can't help but laugh so hard. It's been, that was so good. And I'm sure they'll continue on moving forward, but they really just lost their straight man with all their comedic timing. And that's going to be hard to replace. But yeah, I think it speaks volumes that Brody Lee walked into a role that was designated for so many others, including, you know, guys like Marty and Luther. And he made it his own, and he made it so much more special than I think we could have ever imagined. And that is the kind of performer that Brody Lee was.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Some other stuff did happen throughout this show. Sting popped up to come to the aid against Team Taz. I really thought it just should have been the Dark Order for the sake of this night. But Sting made an appearance. That's cool.
Yeah. From a wrestling TV perspective, I thought that was a great moment. But it was really weird that out of nowhere, here's Taz's son tossing around Orange Cassidy.
Yes.
It felt really out of place, but, you know, it is what it is. For the women's match, that's got to be top five women's matches that this company has ever put on. This match was really good. I know it's not about the work rate tonight, but this match was tremendous and does show that all of the women in AEW can do very well when highlighted.
That was a fantastic match. I really enjoyed it. And we're talking about woman who got, I don't want to say got fired from NXT. She wanted her release. Dr. Britt Baker, who 1 year ago people were saying, not ready. Penelope Ford, who people were saying, not ready. And Anna Jay, who should not be ready. And they went and they just destroyed it tonight. They had an awesome match. Very, very glad that they did. The Zornice says, great show, great testimonials. Have you seen that they broke Sting's record for most shirts sold within 2 hours? Yes, that is amazing. A reminder, guys, donate Super Chats. It will go to the family or an appropriate cause. And Hannah M. says, Brody's fan Emilio also has a shirt up on Collarex. Elbow was designed by Lauren Moran. Lauren is so talented. And Emilio posted a story about how when Brody saw what camera equipment he was using, spent like $1,000 on camera equipment for him. He and Amanda Huber did.
Yeah.
Ryan says, what are your opinions on MJF's F that kid tweet? I think that Brody Lee would have found it hilarious. That's what I think.
I think Brody Jr. feels like he's part of the club.
Yeah. Yes. And yeah, he would probably think it was funny too. Ryan says, do you think WWE wrestlers will get punished? No, not at all. Zero chance. Not a bit. Chris says, completely agree about the women's match. I loved it. Yeah. Disgruntled NY Jets fan Justin Lopez says, whatever plans they had for the tag titles, I think they should put them on the Dark Order in the coming year. Maybe. I think what they're doing with the Dark Order is satisfying enough. They're really creatively, they've got some good stuff going on right now. Mandov says, the one with the boots and the scarf got me, and Tony giving the belt. Luis says, the fist bump between Orange Cassidy and Brody Lee Jr. got me. I laughed and cried. His version of the Dark Order's hand gesture was great. And Jimmy Super says, Dark Order's babyface now because Brody Jr. and number five went to the side of the crowd. They went to the babyface tunnel. They came out of the heel tunnel, though. And Evan Wright says number one, minus one for Booker of the Year. Get your votes in.
Yep.
Negative one, my AEW World and TNT champion. Thank you so much, Brody. And Britannia says, my best friend got me into wrestling 3 years ago, and I never really had a favorite till Brody Lee. Thank you, Brody. Carl Bond says, from Ireland, that may have been the most beautiful wrestling show I've ever seen. Raul, I appreciate the super chat. We do not want to compare. I don't want to compare the tributes. WWE's doing their own thing. I know they're doing their own thing. They started to purchase photos almost immediately after he passed to use for a tribute. But yes, AEW's was fantastic. WWE filmed stuff yesterday as well. So, I mean, they've got something planned. And Ponfar says, I was in tears so many times tonight. But tell people you love them got me to tell my girlfriend I love her. So upside.
Yeah.
If that's what got you to do it, buddy, I'm proud of you. I'm sure she was thrilled, thrilled about that as well. Tony Schiavone calling MJF an asshole was great. Well, that ain't special. Everybody calls him an asshole.
Yeah.
But Dark Order for the first trios champs. I love that idea because they've been tossing around that idea for a while, Alex.
Yeah. No, I mean, if they end up doing it, that's the only option. Like, I mean, they got enough guys out there. You could pick any three. Yes. And that'd be great if they could Freebird the trios championships.
Like, why just, not?
You know, why wouldn't you? Like, yeah. They have so many of them, and then you could get Hangman Page in there working. There'd be a lot of stuff that you could do if and when he joins the Dark Order.
Yeah.
But like that, there's all kinds of great things you could do with that, and I think they should.
I like this idea too. Do you think Brody Lee will be the first superstar in the AEW Hall of Fame? If they do one, I think so. I think they will immediately honor him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, right out of the gate, he had an impactful entrance. He helped reinvigorate the Dark Order. He won the TNT title. He had a pay-per-view world title match, and it was really, really great. And then one of the best matches on Dynamite all year. He did some incredible things. It is mind-boggling, Robert, that we only had him in AEW for 7 months on TV. Yeah. How was that possible?
It's the weird beauty in this case of 2020 making everything feel like it's going on forever, that Brody's run felt so long. The match against Moxley at Double or Nothing and the dog collar match were two of the best Brody Lee matches I've ever seen. While we're on that subject, I would also say go watch the ladder match with Dolph Ziggler at TLC in 2014 and the Wyatt Family Shield match at Elimination Chamber.
So good.
Great, great, great stuff. He never needed to be the top dog. He always, you know, there's guys like that, like Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude, who were okay being with their spot on the card. And Brody fits so well into everything. And it just sucks that we won't get more.
Nate says, legit up off my couch and pop for that Stu Grayson sidewalk slam and pose. That was a big boy sirloin beef sons of bitches slam that he did. And I loved it. That was so, so awesome. Max Power says, so classy of them to bring in Rowan Redbeard. My favorite of the moment of the night was to see him. Rowan and Silver as a tag team would be amazing. I think they're going to lean more into Silver and Reynolds. And yeah, with good reason. Eloquent says, seeing all the WWE Impact guys actively promote the show was heartwarming. It was. It made me happy. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't be a surprise for us to see this, Robert.
Yeah, boundaries shouldn't matter. And everybody came together for the right reasons. And everybody is going to pay tribute in their own way. And I hope they keep coming in. Because again, as crappy as this has been, it has been a shining light of the beauty of humanity in such an awful, awful year.
Evan Wright says, Ricky Stark's doing the Dark Order hand mid pose, got me. Him selling the snow got me. That was very funny. That was good stuff. Nerd Guru says, incredibly classy showing the WWE images. Yes, it was. That again, that shouldn't surprise us. That should be standard procedure. That should be normal.
It should be. Yeah.
Brian Flaxman said they should debut the trios titles and give them a Page Silver Reynolds. I think that would be really great. I think that we are in the midst of watching Adam Hangman Page's probably year-long journey to the top of this thing, the top of this show. And when he wins that AEW World Championship with Dark Order by his side, it is going to be very, very, very emotional. It will be special, and it will be a great tribute. As Make Yourself 85 says that this show was. And Kevin Langhoff says, I don't watch AEW, but felt a duty to watch tonight. My nephew was shot and murdered months ago. Just so happens today, my daughter got a tattoo with his date of birth. So today was crazy. Well, I definitely want to send my condolences to you for that. That is, that's horrible. And I hope your family's doing okay. Guys, continue to send in your super chats. We are going to briefly go through NXT, but we're going to be talking about AEW throughout this entire show. So a different show this week. Again, it'll return to as normal as it possibly can next week. And we've got monster shows.
Yeah.
Wrestle Kingdom. God, we got monster shows two times a day. Every day next week. There's two nights of Wrestle Kingdom. There's Legends Night. New Year's Dash.
Kings of Coliseum. You know, yeah. We got everything.
Even MLW. God. Oh, man. NWA is going to pop up and Tim Storm versus Tim Storm. Like, they're going to do everything they can next week. Isaiah Scott lost to Bronson Reed. Wish that Isaiah Scott would have kept some momentum. They also gave away awards throughout this entire night. We saw Grizzled Young Veterans beat Breezango. First couple thoughts for these first two matches. I wish Isaiah Scott could keep some momentum. It seems like a lot of people get 50-50 in NXT. Breezango are already back in that, well, they're putting over whoever's getting pushed role. Robert, any quick thoughts on this?
Bronson needed the win, but so did Isaiah. I hate when they're in that position. Breezango, yeah, they're back into the, you know, they are where they are. And of course, there was the announcement of the Dusty Classic with the full bracket coming next week. And that is always exciting.
I always love that. Ultra Real says Brody Lee Jr. Kendo Stick spot legit might be my favorite wrestling spot. So great of a moment. When I saw MJF turning his head into it, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. It's happening. It's really happening. And Luis says the move that Silver did out of the monkey flip looked amazing. It really did. It really, really did. We had Mercedes Martinez defeat Valentina Ferraz, I believe her name is. Pete Dunne defeated Roderick Strong. Kind of figured that Pete Dunne was going to go over. You knew that Mercedes was going to go over. Alex, I got no problem with either one of these. I thought that they make sense.
Yeah, they're definitely building Mercedes for something big. Pete Dunne later had a little moment with Finn. So they still got that in the chamber in case they want to do it. They're keeping that as an option open. I like that. The prior matches, Reed has to win and Swerve has to win. They both have to win. And that's really bad when you have a match with two guys that have to win. That sucks. The other thing is that I know that Breeze was really, really close to Brody Lee. Like, they were really, really, really good friends. So, and nobody, like, he had been
did,
like...
Did you ever see the foreword he did for somebody's book?
Yes, yes.
Where he buried Tyler Breeze's so workout. Good.
Yeah.
He said the Tyler Breeze method, which does absolutely nothing, and I only got in shape because I was better because of my wife cooking for me. Like, he completely buried Tyler Breeze's workouts. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, they were really – so. But the thing was that Tyler Breeze had basically gone radio silent since the passing of Brody Lee. So people were kind of worried about him, and it was really nice to see him out there, like, being Breeze. And that was – it was a good match. And Breezango lost because they needed to lose to put over the new guys. And that's what has to happen in NXT, unfortunately, sometimes.
As Joel pointed out, Ferraz is the former Rita Reese. We've seen her we saw her pretty regularly on live events from like December to March or something. And she was putting over a bit of everybody, but she did pop up in the Battle Royal a few months ago. Good to see her on TV. Reminder, guys, any super chats you donate tonight, go to the family of Brody Lee, John Huber, or an appropriate cause. And we will still be talking about Brody Lee as we finish up this rundown. The Finn Balor, Kyle O'Reilly Match of the Year Award. I don't like these promos. They're not good. But I did like Karrion Kross and Damian Priest beating the tar out of each other here. We know who's going to win. Hopefully this means a call-up for Damian Priest.
Yeah, no, the beating the tar out was good. The promo wasn't great. It did very much, like, everyone talking about how the greatest match in the history of the world in WWE didn't win best match of the year in their Slammies, which they control. Like, nobody would care if you actually did that yourself, and nobody would know. They absolutely rigged these awards so that Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor would win match of the year so they could have this segment. Because they didn't win match of the year, you couldn't have this segment in the same way. Same way later, Austin Theory somehow won a future star of the year. Ain't no way anybody's voting for Austin Theory to be star of the year. But the thing between Kyle O'Reilly and Finn, I want to see that match. Like, I want to see the match. That's good. But Priest and Cross is going to be a banger, and Cross is going to win. It's one of those.
Hold on a second. Io Shirai won overall competitor of the year.
Go ahead. Basically, that whole segment, yes, Finn Balor's promos, they have been the best, but Kyle O'Reilly is reaching another level in WWE. Cross looked great. Priest looked great. I thought this was awesome, and the only thing I could think of was, why tonight? Because I really can't appreciate and focus entirely on this. Sure. But this whole segment was really good.
Nerd Guru says, hard to root for call-ups these days. Yeah, it is. As somebody says, any potential call-ups from the NXT at Rumble? I think Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest, if any, but more than half the field of women last year, or I think over a third, were NXT, and they didn't get called up.
Yeah.
They didn't get called up. Ooh, Hannah says that Denise hit 13K. I was going to put out a heartfelt tweet to get her there. She says, thank you for the Listen Your Boy rant today. Guys, I'm genuinely sorry that I cursed that much in that rant, but I'm trying to be more cognizant of our audience as I sell dick pills on our shows every week. But I'm trying to manage my language and use my words better, but it was very, very difficult. But thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm very passionate about the people that I cover and the job that we do, because there are a whole lot of people that like to think they're responsible for fandom and all that stuff. People like Brody Lee are. Mm-hmm. People like Brody Lee who give wrestlers a good name and give us something positive to talk about are why we're here. So I'm very passionate about that. And fuck that guy for implying that that family needed to provide anything more than the more than ample information that they provided. So if you guys want to hear that, it's on the list in your boy, and I will not talk about him again. If I'm asked on the Q&A show this week, I'll talk about it. That's about it. Carl Bond says minus one is the hidden one pulling the strings, ultimately ends up in 10 years. It's Hook versus Rig. Oh my God. I would love that. If he's masterminded everything since he was a child prodigy.
Long-term storytelling. That's what we want in wrestling. And we would get it in that case.
That would be amazing. Lucha House Party popped up in the middle of a Legado.
bring them over. Like, why not?
Under many other circumstances, I'd bitch about the brand split. Not tonight. Because one, they ain't doing anything with them on Raw. Which, okay, I do got to say, kind of funny. It's the week they do something with them on Raw, Robert.
Yeah.
The first words out of their mouth were, it's so nice to not be chasing a champion around. And that's all you need to say. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time Metal League won two matches. Maybe it was the Cruiserweight Classic. But you know what? This was awesome. I don't know what happened to Kurt Stallion. That's fine. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But right now we got Metal League and Santos Escobar next week, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Metal League. The thing where they came from was Raw on Monday, where The Miz losing to Grand Metal League was presented as him hitting rock bottom. That's the way they treat Grand Metal League on Raw. So I'm glad that he comes to NXT and immediately gets a Cruiserweight Championship match, which he's never had, as far as I know. He was in the finals of the Cruiserweight Classic, was a hair's breadth away from becoming the first ever Cruiserweight champion. And since then, he's been a 205 lifer and still no Cruiserweight title shot. So I'm glad he's finally getting one.
Ironically, he's the one of the final four who is actually still with the company today. Yep, and he never got the championship.
I usually don't pick up Super Chat, but Ryan sends us them all the time. And this is infuriating to me. Wait, wrong one. In the last 10 days, haven't they been on all three brands? Yes. And it's not the last 10 days. It's like the last 5 days. They were on SmackDown as Lumberjacks. Yes. They were on Raw. They're on NXT. Can't wait for them to catch a flight to the UK this week. they're going to get their vaccination. Oh, no. Head over.
Grand Metal League should go to the UK, beat Jordan Devlin for that version of the title, and then bring it back over here for New Year's Evil so they can have the unification between two guys that we actually would like.
I truly and
then,
wish.
Then send Kalisto to NXT and do the feud that you were doing on SmackDown that you just dropped.
Yes. It's true. Rhea Ripley talked about her friendship with Raquel.
Man, this video package was so good. Was. Like, if there's one, if you skipped NXT this week, I totally understand. But if there's one thing to seek out on the, there were some good matches. If there's one thing to seek out, it's this video package. It is so impeccably put together, and it does so much for that long-term storytelling we want to know. We all know, like, if we really, really watch these people for years, you know that Rhea and the former Reina Gonzalez, now Raquel Gonzalez, were best friends who tagged together, who rode together all over the Florida circuit. And now they're mortal enemies. Why? Well, here you go. Here's this beautifully put together video package to fill in all those gaps. This is my match I am looking forward to the most for next week. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, next week's going to be a gigantic week for us. I mean, just so much stuff. So obviously, Lucha House Party got that win. I don't know if I mentioned that, but we also got a Timothy Thatcher, Tommaso Ciampa video. We had a couple of them. Also, I failed to mention Ever-Rise. They made an appearance at the end of their mat of the Grizzled Young Veterans match. We got a Boa Zia Lee match. They're coming next week. And how about this?
They're finally going to be here.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
That's what we'll talk about it when it matters. Johnny Gargano retains the NXT North American Championship by beating Leon Ruff via pinfall. Good match. Solid match. The curse is over.
Yes.
Robert, I like this story for Leon Ruff while it lasted.
I did as well. I don't think it's over. I think he's proven that he has some market value. This is important to Gargano. I don't know. They're in a weird place with their roster where they have so much and yet so little because there's so much they need to build. And I don't know where they go. Hopefully we find out next week. And I'm just going to say it. I hope it's not Dexter Lumis. But if it is, you know, again, we'll cross that bridge. Right now, I like the way. You can say what you want about Theory. Is it great that he's there? That's up to other people to decide. But Indy Hartwell's great. Candice is showing a completely different side of her personality. And Gargano is lasting more as a heel than I ever would have imagined that he would have. So this is all great.
Yeah, I'll have more on this stable on Fightful Select in the coming weeks. Please subscribe over there, guys. I didn't want to lean into it heavy. I felt bad enough that we had an ad read, but they were gracious enough to let us wait until towards the end of the show to do it. So please support our sponsors, Hydrant. With the new year, it's time to make a fresh start. Now's the perfect time to build hydration into your healthy routines. Right now, I am drinking Hydrant. I legitimately love it. It's a refreshing drink mix, power made with four key electrolytes, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. It's made with real fruit juice powder and no artificial sweeteners, synthetic colors, no nonsense, all science. You know by now, if there's a product on this channel, I've got to try it before we tell you guys about it. And I really love Hydrant. With days being shorter, colder, and your energy being lower, you got to drink more water. But by the time you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. It's tough to focus. You feel tired. So keep feeling your best by maximizing that hydration. Hydrant Immunity has vitamins A, B6, B12, C, and D, along with ginger and turmeric. Water meets wellness in a vitamin-packed drink mix. You can drink hot in these chillier months, and it's got 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. You got to try it for yourself, and you can and save up to 25% on your first order by going to drinkhydrant.com/Fightful. Use our code Fightful at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/Fightful, and use that promo code Fightful. We thank them for being with us here today and for being understanding of the placement and all that stuff. But we have some more memories to get into. Sean Cartier said, just tuned in. Wanted to give a super chat for Brody's family. Every time I saw the tears in the eyes of the wrestlers on the show, it broke me. That's one of those things that's like tough to come to grips with, Alex. These dudes who we know put their body through everything and we see them capturing this emotion.
Yeah, I had just really gotten it together from the 10 bell salute. I'm good. I'm fine. And then out comes Eddie Kingston and his mic doesn't work and he gets a mic and he's flustered and he says, this is for you, Brody. I love you. And as he says, I miss you, his voice cracks. And this is like Eddie Kingston, who's like Eddie Kingston. And I'm like, oh, they all love him so much. Like it's such a, like it was such an amazing thing to see these guys who were just like these big brutes and the guys who were like all like masculine and all this stuff. No, we don't cry. But like Eddie Kingston, man, like in that moment, it really, you feel for these people because they lost a brother. This is how would you feel if you lost a brother? And you have to put yourself in those shoes and you absolutely feel for these people.
We had this is the super chat. The Nerd Guru says, if I'm Alvarez, I don't put out the ratings tomorrow. Alvarez doesn't put out the ratings. Nielsen puts out the ratings. We covered the news. That's just the reality of it. Cameron says, thoughts on the retirement of the TNT title, RIP. I think it's a very classy move. I think we all pretty well agreed on that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, there's just so much that you can say about this, but I think that the people that worked with him said it best, and I thought that tonight was an amazing tribute. Sean Gray has us wrapped up, and he says, TK bought that Tom Waits song in perpetuity, so that tribute will be forever. Oh, man. Well, guys, we hope that you continue to join us. I know that this has been an exhausting week mentally and emotionally, and this is coming right off of Christmas, and it's a real roller coaster. But we hope that you continue to join us. We hope that we can continue to see this man's legacy paid in appropriate form. Dante V says, have to give it to Jericho in commentary tonight. If you have to cry, it's okay, damn it.
Yeah.
I thought he was about to cry over one of Private Party wrestling in sneakers. I loved his rant on that. But Robert, tell the people what you're up to, what you got going on.
So you can see me every day on Fightful. I will be covering the mass hysteria that will be next week with Wrestle Kingdom, New Year's Dash, Legends Night, which will have a WWE title match, New Year's Smash, Kings of Coliseum. It'll all be up on Fightful. Check me out on Twitter, @DudeFelice, and thank you all for joining us.
Please remember, guys, we have a new Twitch channel, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. It launches hard this weekend, and you know if Fightful's good for anything, it's launching you hard. We have youtube.com/FightfulScraps, which is our clips channel. You can see clips of our interviews and some of our shows, help us get those watch hours up. But we also have Fightful Select, and Alex Palowski is a huge part of Fightful Select. I think the best one-man show in the business. Alex, tell the people about it.
Twice a week, I review Raw and SmackDown the night after they air, talking about WWE booking and weird logic holes and how they expect us to believe that we should wonder whether or not Randy Orton burned a woman alive because they cut to black. So how will we know? We'll have to tune in next week because nobody could possibly know whether or not he committed arson murder for the second time in 3 weeks.
Definitely not if they're doing a talk show 15 feet away from this. And they said, well, it's dark. How would we know? Well, Randy used that dark fire, obviously.
Yeah, the fire didn't put off.
Real quick, I really do hope that IRS, who will be at Legends Night, tries to kill Randy Orton for burning his son alive.
Shouldn't he?
We really should. Well, I guess
we should at least press charges. Call the police. Somebody should call the police.
Yes. Chris Rain says that he always looks forward to Sour Grapes. Well, we look forward to seeing all of you guys. Tell your people you love them so much. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Brody Lee. Thank you, John Huber. We're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.